Without further ado, let's bring in one of my favorite humans on the planet. I love him and everybody knows it. And that is Mike Westhoff. Mike, hi. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hi, Anita. Happy New Year to you guys.
How you doing?
I'm great. You know, pretty quiet, to tell you the truth. You know, it's pretty quiet. I haven't, not too exciting what I do, but.
You're catching sharks, you ride around on your bike.
I go out. Yeah, I have a pretty good life, and I'm working on my book. I'm nearly done now, so I'm pretty excited about that. It's taken me almost a year, but I'm getting close. And then I still get to, you know, I go fishing and I get out, and yeah, we're pretty good. We catch them. I can still do it.
All right. Let's really quick, because I wanted to have you join us on the show because, you know, you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on with the Saints and big game for them against the Bears. But before we do, we want to get your thoughts on the Jets and what's going on, right? Adam Gase is now out. Joe D has to make some decisions, in the coaching, making a coaching decision, bringing in a new head coach, and also, you know, what to do with Sam Darnold. Let's start right there, Mike. In watching and seeing what you've seen from the Jets, your thoughts on Sam Darnold, do you think that the Jets need to give him a little bit more time to see how he can develop, or is the jury out for you, and you've already made a decision on Sam Darnold and what the Jets should do?
I personally haven't studied him like I used to when I was doing the media, but I would give him a chance. I would definitely give him a chance. I see some good things that he's done. You know, his offense got racked. His offensive line was piecemealed. I don't see a running back that could play for anybody else. Receivers are all over the place. The inconsistency with what they've done. So I want to give him a chance. I want to give him an opportunity to see what he could do. I think it'll be the way to go with that one. I can't imagine just all of a sudden thinking I don't see anybody out there that looks like they'll just walk in and make a total transformation. I mean, with the Jets, I look at the Jets team, and I'll be honest with you, from what the little bit that I've got to see, I'm not sure I saw five players that could have played on the real good Jets teams I was associated with. That's just the way I feel. I don't see it. I just don't. I think they're way, they've got a long way to go. I would give the young man an opportunity.
Coach, as Joe Douglas and Chris Johnson navigate this hiring process, what are some of the qualities that you think the next prospective head coach for the Jets should have? That would be something of an asset specific to this job. What are some of the things that you would look for in the next head coach?
With the way things have changed, with what you see today with social media, the individuality among the athletes in particular, I would make sure that I had grown men coaching my guys, and I mean someone that can stand in front of them, that really knows his position. He can draw up anything that's going to go on and convey that message. First thing I do, and I talk a lot with Terry Fontenot, who's my good friend down at New Orleans, who's interviewed at several places as a general manager, and we've talked a lot about it, different things. He calls me quite often, and we talk about what it takes in this day and age. And I think you really have to have the grown man as a coach that can stand up in front. I don't want someone that acquiesces and says, "Oh yeah, that was a good job," because they sat and watched. They sat and watched film for their whole life. That doesn't impress me at all. I also, first thing I would do if I were general manager, I'd tell an owner, I'm going to reduce your coaching staff by one third. You don't need 20. 20 coaches is ridiculous. I think it's absurd. I didn't need anybody to help me. It was my responsibility. Yeah, I want someone that's there that's going to help, and we're going to work together. But I don't need a ton of coaches in there. I just think it's ridiculous. So those are the kind of things. But also, you've got to get someone that is willing to change, to see what type of personnel you have and work with that. You know, I had a sign in my office. I had a lot of signs, actually. But the one that I really believed in the most was, you can't win with the players you don't have. I didn't have Devin Hester. Well, I don't care. I had nine different guys that led the National Football League in returns when I was with the Jets. So I didn't care who they were. I figured it out. That's what you have to do. And a coach has to do that. You know, I look at Urban Meyer talking about coming in the National Football League. One thing he better keep in mind, at Ohio State, he can recruit, four, maybe five, number one draft picks every year. And you don't get that in the National Football League, buddy. You got to figure out, and everybody's good. I mean, they're all good. Every player is really good. So these are the types of things. Someone that understands and is creative, not afraid to change. I mean, that's why I think the Saints have done such a good job. I sat there and I watched Sean Payton teach that offense every day. He's the best on the field instructor that I've ever seen. And I would see it take place on Sunday, time after time. That's what you better have when you have a coach that's going to come in the National Football League today. Sometimes guys, you know, everybody gets fired up because they, you know, they had a guy where I coached Peyton Manning. Well, who the hell? I could get guys from my development down here to coach Peyton Manning. For crying out loud. I mean, you know, you got to find somebody. Give me the guy that does a hell of a job with an average football player. That's what makes the difference in the NFL.
Hey, Mike, it's Mike Tannenbaum. Good to be with you, and hope, you're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Anybody catch your eye that you see as a new up-and-comer as in a Sean Payton mode?
Mike, that's a hard question for me to answer. I'll be honest with you, Mike, I do not know that. I don't. I really don't. I don't know enough. You have to give me a list of candidates, and I don't know enough. I know when I talk to Terry about it, we talk about the qualities and some specific guys. To be honest, I've had more no's than I've had yeses with him, to be totally honest. So I wish I had that, Mike, but frankly, I'm just not 100% sure I do. I don't feel comfortable unless I've got that in front of me. And I don't study it like I used to, Mike. I'm much more of a fan than I was. And I'm really enjoying working on what I'm writing about, which was how things were at one point in time and how dramatically they've changed. So I wish I could give you a better answer, but if I can't rattle it right off, then I'd rather say I'm not sure, Mike.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us. Mike Tannenbaum, of course, he joins us every week. Mike Westhoff joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Mike, let's turn our attention to what's going on with the Saints. Again, I know a team that's very near and dear to you, not just because of Taysom Hill and all that the success he's had this year, but you know, I know how much you appreciate and respect Drew Brees. Your thoughts on this game? I think everybody's anticipating them, not just to beat the Bears, but possibly destroy them today. But more importantly, I'm curious to get your thoughts on their run to try to win another Super Bowl. And that would mean more than likely traveling to Green Bay to take on a Green Bay Packers team. Your thoughts on the Saints this season? How confident are you that they'll win a Super Bowl this year?
I think they've got a heck of a chance. Two big things. Michael Thomas is back. He's my favorite. I think he's the best receiver in the NFL. Now, I know this year he was injured and he was down, but yet he'll be back. I know he practiced this week. He'll be ready to go. Alvin Kamara, even though he didn't get to do everything in practice, they did a virtual thing with him. And if there's anyone that doesn't need it, it would be Alvin Kamara. He'll survive, so he'll be ready. Those are two great weapons. Drew is aging. He really is. I saw it actually when I was there. It's not quite the same guy, but he's so good. He's so sharp mentally. Sean will pick them apart. You know, he'll do a real good job of that. Their defense is so much better. So much better. They do a really good job. They're good against the run. You know, they're just a good, their front four can pressure the quarterback. I'm disappointed if Hendrickson isn't able to play because he's a big ingredient there that helps them. But I kind of look for the Bears to try to challenge them deep throwing the ball. It's the most penalized secondary in the National Football League. I'd throw five deep passes a game because I think you might be successful on three with penalties. So I would attack. That's what I'm not sure the Bears will do that, but I would do it if I were going to play the Saints. But I like what they do. The thing that I know that they can do when Michael Thomas is back, I think they have the best weapon to go against man-to-man coverage. When the Saints beat them a few weeks ago, they played all man-to-man coverage underneath. Michael Thomas would have caught 13 balls. He'll kill that. You can't do that to him. You have to double him. That's going to let someone else be open. So I like those weapons. I think they're in a position to make a real good run. Now, they've been heartbroken. You know, when I was there, we had that crazy disaster up in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was so excited. Yeah. I thought I'm going to get to go to the Super Bowl finally. Because I was in five key type games in my career, and I never got to go. And I thought we've got that one. We just blocked a punt. We score. We go ahead. I'm sitting on the bench. I said, this is it. I'm going. Well, then that crazy play happened. And then the next year with the Rams, with the non-call, then we lose that one. I went home. I said, that's enough. I got to go. I'm going to quit before I go crazy. So they had those two terrible disappointments. And last year, they really got outplayed. Minnesota came in and beat them, and they were devastated. They were really shook up. They're not going to let that happen again. I just got text from everybody that you mentioned just today. Alvin from Taysom Hill and Sean Payton, they're really ready to play. Now, unfortunately, they don't gain that great home field advantage. I mean, because you know, Mike was down. I mean, that New Orleans Saints stadium's like no place I've ever been.
Tell me about it.
It's really something. Now, that's an advantage. So they don't have that. But I think this is a football team that's ready. I'll be terribly disappointed if it doesn't. And I think Drew has actually looked better these last couple weeks. When he first came back, oh, my goodness. He looked raw. He looked rough. But now last week, that was a little something. That was a little bit vintage Drew Brees. So they're going to move the ball. They've got two great kickers, great punter in Tom Morstead, and Will Lutz can make it from anywhere. So they've got some weapons there. They're going to get their punt returner back, who was the best in the NFL. So that can make a difference for them. I think it's a team that can really make a run. I believe we'll see them up in Green Bay, and that doesn't scare me because I think with Green Bay's offense, that Green Bay weather and mystique are not a big part of that. I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I think they have it's a great matchup with Green Bay. I think they can beat them. They'll come down here to Tampa, and I think they've got a great chance. I believe it'll be Kansas City, and they try to play on that man-to-man. Michael Thomas will eat him up.
Coach, really quickly, this is the biggest line of the weekend. It got up to as much as 10.5. It's down to 9 now. Nobody's given the Bears a chance to win this game, and a lot of people don't think it'll be all that competitive. Could you lay out a path to victory if the Bears were to pull off the upset this afternoon?
Yeah, I think you can. Mike and Chris, you know, because we've talked about this a lot when you and I sat in there all those times, anybody that gets in this position is a challenge. Everybody's pretty good. The Bears are a good football team. They're going to play well today. They're going to really play their butts off. They'll do a heck of a job. I would challenge the Saints deep a little bit to push that secondary off, and then I'd work on their underneath coverage. I think their underneath coverage is very suspect. If you can do that and keep that extra guy out of the box, then you can run against the Saints a little bit. So I think there's some ways to attack their defense if they're real smart and very intricate. They've got to do that. They have to prevent any type of big play in the kicking game, the Bears. They can't let it happen. And the Saints, as good as they are, they haven't had any big plays. That's a frustration. Trust me, I know. I mean, I know. Anyway, that's a little something. And then on offense, you really have to move your personnel around, move all over the place, but then drop off and play something very simple. That can give Drew a little bit of trouble, and that can give Sean Payton a little bit of trouble. Because that's the thing Rex did when Rex was really good on defense, and we had Darrell Revis and things. Rex would give you a million different looks, and then he'd play a very simple coverage. That's what he did the best. When he tried to integrate all those complicated looks, and sometimes we got killed. Wasn't so good. When he did it the other way, that's what I think. You can have a little bit of success going against the Saints. I would do that. I'd move all around, show I'm going to come with a big blitz and drop off, play 2 deep, 5 under man or zone, and I'd double Mike Thomas. That could give the Saints some problems. I do think there's a path.
Mike, really quick, because we are up against a break. I'm just really curious. You know, again, I know you were so instrumental in Taysom Hill's career. Yes. Moving forward into next season, you know, everybody's anticipating Drew Brees to go into the booth. There's some talk and speculation that they're going to open up the competition for Jameis Winston to come in and compete for the starting job. How do you see that playing out? Are you confident Taysom Hill will be the starting quarterback of the Saints next year, or do you feel it will be a true fair competition?
Well, it's going to be a fair competition. I'm sure of that. Sean will do that. But I like Taysom. I mean, I like him anyway. I love the kid. You know, it's my guy. I mean, I found him. I don't care what anyone says. He had never dressed. I saw him in the locker room. I'm like, whoa. He really can throw the ball. Now, you have to tailor your offense. You know, you've got to be a little bit like the Ravens, what they've done. All of a sudden, the way Cleveland, how their offense has progressed, and they've moved. And all of a sudden, you know, we've got a quarterback that's running all over the place and throwing the ball and doing what he can do up in Cleveland. You know, it makes such a big difference. They've got to actually implement a little bit of that. If you can do that, Taysom Hill can be your quarterback. I love him. The big power, he's exceptionally smart, great arm, and can do everything. The best overall athlete for doing so many different things that I ever saw in my life. I mean, he can punt, he can kick, he can snap, he can hold, he can tackle anybody. You know, he can run, he can throw. He throws the ball. To me, I love the kid. I'd give him a chance. And I'm not saying I'd get rid of I'd get rid of Winston Hill, but I'd get rid of Winston. But I would be prepared to do that with Taysom. I'd give him a shot. I love him.
He is Mike Westhoff joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Happy New Year, Mike. Thank you so much for spending time with us.